In fact, the vast majority of Trinidadians, the moment it was announced that he was COVID positive and could not take the vaccine, the vast majority of Trinidadians posted on social media, on every media's wall, that this is clearly a hoax, that his handlers are aware of the escalating call for the recall of AstraZeneca in the world, not just Trinidad, that Keith Rowley at 71, with his underlying illnesses, falls into a serious at-risk category for developing blood clots that go to the brain and kill the host. And that is the side effect of AstraZeneca that they are wrestling with worldwide. And a lot of people believe that instead of Keith Rowley stepping down and looking weak, that they created this hoax that he is COVID-19 positive. If the CMO and the Minister of Health trots out somebody for us today after I ask this question, we're going to ask questions of that person and how they got it. The ministry now is painted into a corner. They have to prove not only that Keith Rowley has COVID-19, but how he got it.